A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
We're already having a giggle, aren't we, Barb? Haven't even started and we're already having a giggle. Welcome to Trolley Watch, guys. This is New Idea Foods' very fabulous podcast. My name is Amy Sinclair and I am joined by our always stunning, always very informative and resident freezer expert, Barbara Northwood. Welcome, Barb.
Hi, Amy.
Thanks for joining us. Had a busy week in the kitchen?
Very busy.
Always.
Busy, yeah.
Coming up to Christmas, aren't you?
Yes. Yeah,
test kitchens.
Very much so. Thinking hams, pork, turkeys, cakes.
Cakes.
Really will be honest.
Have you ever done a turducken, Barb?
Yes, we have. Yeah, we
How do you feel about it, Barb?
I reckon it's a little bit overrated.
I was going
to
say, I reckon that's
a lot of work.
If I know Barb, it's like, as much as I like to think I know Barb, that's not her cup of tea.
No.
Too much frills. Right?
Yeah, I just think they're a lot of work.
Yeah.
I wouldn't bother again.
Yes. We've got some great things coming up today. We've got Best Denial. We're talking potato wedges today. That's exciting, isn't it, Barb?
I love a good potato wedge.
Who doesn't? We're also talking about sharp knives one-on-one. We're doing a masterclass on knives. Barb's a big believer in a sharp knife. I'm going to refrain from making any sort of reference to that. We've got Barb's blind taste test. It's my favourite part of the week. This week I'm doing tea, Barb. Are you ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Pick your part, baby.
Very good.
And Barb's in a very good mood today because we're doing freezer facts. She's talking some more about what you can't freeze in her NASA-type freezer the size of a spaceship. Let's get straight into it. We, of course, are doing Best in Aisle.
Because it's the Best in Aisle.
This week we did potato wedges. That was a lot of fun, wasn't it, Barb?
Yeah, it was, actually.
You wouldn't think it's one of those ones that you wouldn't think there's a big difference, would you?
No, not at all.
And there was a staggering difference.
Yeah.
It was actually quite insane. I think we did, we did five different types.
Yes.
Good old.
But they were sold as the same type of potato.
They really were.
Wedge,
it wasn't like
seasoned.
They were different.
No.
On the packet, they looked the same. But once they're all laid out, and especially once you tasted them, huge differences, which was really, really, really surprising. So let's get straight into it. We had the Woolworths version, we had Coles, we had Aldi, we also tried the McCain pub style wedges, and we tried Birdseye. We're going to get straight into it. So the Woolworths version, Barb, Woolworths frozen potato wedges, 750-gram bag for $2. What did you think?
I thought they were a bit bland, to be honest. They weren't very fluffy, not overly impressed with the Woolworths
one. They were
pretty. They're just a bit ordinary.
They didn't really have like that sort of.
No, like you want to put your own coating on them.
Yeah, like they were sort of missing.
But they weren't fluffy.
Yeah, and they stuck to the roof of your mouth when you ate. Yeah, not great. Next up, we tried the Coles frozen chunky potato wedges. 750-gram bag for $2.50, so 50 cents more than Woolworths. What did you think of these, Barb?
To be honest, I thought they were a little bit tasteless as well for a potato wedge.
They weren't great.
They weren't good at all, no.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, next up, Aldi, the Season's Pride frozen potato wedges, 750-gram bag for $1.89, so they're the cheapest of the lot.
Yes.
How did you feel about these?
I liked the flavour.
Yeah, they were good, weren't they?
The flavour was really good, certainly good for kids.
Yeah,
they were just a nice potato
wedge. They were a good wedge, Then we tried the McCain pub-style wedges, 750-gram bag for $4, so a little more expensive. But they were pretty good, weren't they, Barb? What did you think of these?
Well, they were fluffy. They had nicely seasoned, a really good flavour. But it was the fluffiness of the potato. You could actually taste potato in them, so I liked them.
They were crispy and really, they're full of potato. They were really good. They were yum. Last but maybe least, we tried Birdseye Golden Crunch wedges, a 1 kilo bag for $4.05. So they're the biggest of the lot. These looked really different, didn't they, Barb? And they tasted. What did you think of these?
They were very pale in colour compared to all the others. They were just like a chip,
weren't they? Everything else
was just like a chip in the shape of a wedge. and they really weren't very seasoned. I don't know, I just didn't think much.
They were kind of like, if you know when you cut your own sort of potatoes into wedges and you cook them up at home,
yes.
They kind of had that appeal. So they looked yes. a lot more sort of homemade.
Exactly.
They didn't look anything like the no. traditional wedge that you would normally see. And they were just a bit meh.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, yes, indeed.
But it was a tough one. So we kind of got it down to Audi and McCain, I think, Barb.
Yes.
They were the kind of the real standouts. But obviously there was a big price point difference. But I'm going to leave it to you. Who gets the golden trolley, Barb?
Well, for kids, I'd go for the Aldi. And for adults, definitely the McCain's pub-style wedges.
So we had two winners today, Barb.
We sure did.
It's like a golden tandem trolley.
Well, it was really. Something for everyone.
Hop on up in my trolley and I'll push you around the aisles.
Oh, Dennis, that's just creepy. Barb, I'm a bit scared about this next segment. It's Barb's masterclass, and she is talking about sharp knives. This is everything you need to know. Now, Barb, you're saying to me, the sharper the knife, the safer it is. Talk me through this.
Yeah, totally. Well, you know how many times you use knives for cutting herbs and
yes.
meat, and
mm-hmm.
they get blunt so quickly.
So quickly.
Depending, again, what sort of board you're using. A sharp knife is actually less likely to cut you than a blunt one, because what happens is you end up putting so much pressure on that knife,
yeah.
it can slip, and that's when you do cut yourself. You're trying
yeah.
to hack your way through a carrot and things slip or whatever. You need to glide through. So you really need a good sharp knife. I'm a great believer in that. I have a lot of knives for different things.
How often do you get them? Do you sharpen them yourself?
Oh, yes.
Or do you, yes.
Always, yeah. yeah. Always like to sharpen them myself. You need either a honing rod or honing steel,
yep.
which is really quite good for sharpening them. And usually they come with a knife set if you get them. We can buy them individually.
Yes.
You wash and dry the knife well after sharpening. So I would probably sharpen mine at least every second week.
Yeah.
Because you're using them throughout the week or more on the weekends.
Bit
probably.
Of a master at a barb. I could imagine you just kind of wheeling it back and forth over
yes.
the rod.
Yes. You need to cut on the right surface again,
mm-hmm.
so avoid metal or aluminium or really, really hard surfaces, so wooden, plastic are fine, because the harder the surface, it blunts the knife as well. You need to wash them by hand, never, ever put them in the dishwasher,
ooh.
As also those detergents can dull them and really do quite destroy the steel on it.
Yeah.
So you don't ever do that to a good knife.
I put mine in the dishwasher.
Do you?
Yeah.
But then I sometimes think it's even when you're unpacking it and, you know, you don't want to put your hand
true.
In grabbing things.
Well, I don't ever put them in the cutlery
yeah.
basket, because that's how you basically go through an artery.
Yeah, that's true. Yes. Yeah.
I never do that.
Yeah.
Have you seen, Barb, that there's been a rise in, they call it avocado hand injuries, and it's from people
yes,
holding half an avocado in their hand.
Yes.
And they get their knife and they whack it into
yes.
the pit, but they miss it because it slips off.
I know, very
because it's quite
dangerous.
Slippery. And actually a surgeon came out the other day saying, please stop
yes, exactly.
taking pips out
and
that
also,
way.
And also once you put it into the pip and you try to take that off, that doesn't come out easily either.
No.
Because you're grabbing the sharp knife, they go in so deep.
And then when you have to kind of take the pip
dangerous.
Off it, it's very dangerous.
Yeah.
But you see it so often, especially on a lot of the cooking shows when
I know.
When chefs do it, and it's just a recipe
that
for disaster.
It needs to be one of those things that you don't do in the
don't
kitchen.
Don't do it. It needs
yeah.
to go into your kitchen danger
yeah,
section.
Yeah, it does really. And the other thing is store them properly.
Yes.
So you either need a wooden block or a dedicated drawer, because at least you know where to find them and they're all laid out quite simply.
Especially
I don't just
if they're
stick
super sharp.
But again, you don't
yeah.
want to just put your hand in there. So I always
lose
look
a
after
finger.
My knives. Yeah.
yeah.
You would very respect them. They're really good. Good to the end. Good for years.
How long have you had yours for, Barb?
I probably had mine about 20 years.
Wow. That's
yeah.
a long time.
Yep. I look after them lovingly.
So if you love them, you love them like
yes.
children, like you do, Barb.
Yes.
They'll be true to you forever.
That's so true.
Good advice, Barb. I love it. Barb, it's time for this week's blind taste test. This week we're doing tea.
Lovely.
Got all sorts
good.
Of tea varieties. I've gone for a plain sort of black, you know, sort of ordinary sort of
yes.
English breakfast
yes.
style tea. I've got Tetley. I've
yes.
got Twinings. I've got Coles, Woolworths, and I've got Aldi.
Right.
And I want you to have a little taste and tell me which one's your favourite.
Okay.
Don't look at the bottom,
no,
Barb,
because no, no.
that's where it says
certainly
which
not.
One. We're going to keep this very scientific. I'm pretty sure, guys, that if I got, you know, the CSIRO in or anything like that, they'd be very impressed with my testing procedures. You might need to take notes, Barb. I've got a lot for you. So there's number two.
Yes.
I need to give you a little scone with this, don't I, Barb? some Devonshire cream and some...
Right.
She's very, very scientific when she's doing this, Barb.
Super the way tongue Barb.
She's super tongue Barb. That's what they've called you for years, haven't they, Barb? Back in high school.
No, not really.
Second last one now, guys. She's really, really getting through them. She's very, very disciplined with this. I love a tea, Barb.
I do too.
And my parents are very, very strict tea drinkers. It's, you know, proper pot tea, you know, warming the pot. Very, very, you know, I've learned very, very early on about tea etiquette, how to do it. So probably serving it up in polystyrene cups wouldn't get their tick of approval, but that's okay. Barb, you finished the taste test. Was it interesting?
It was really interesting.
Was there a different taste with all of them?
Well, they are. Well, there were because some were stronger than others.
Yes. I've tried to do the water levels the same way as I learned during my training at the CSIRO.
Yes. And if you really like black tea, you want to taste the tea, don't
Absolutely.
You?
That's, yes.
And I like it black. I don't have the milk and the sugar.
We haven't done milk, guys. We haven't done sugar. It's just the tea. Which one, Barb, did you like the best?
I like the second one.
The second one. Let's have a look. Let's have a look, guys.
Followed by the second last one.
Oh, that's very interesting. Can I please have the second last one?
I like that one too.
So I'm just going to run through. Oh, good Lord. This is so interesting. I'm going to run through it all first. All right. So we tasted the Tetley All-Rounder Black Tea Bags. 100 of those will cost you $3.30.
Yep.
We also had the Twinings English Breakfast Tea Bags. 100 pack of those will cost you $7.50. We had the Coles home brand tea bags, 100 of those for $1.50. We also had the Woolworths black tea bags, 100 a pack for $1.90. And then the Aldi Diplomat round black tea bags for 100 pack, $2.29. So we had some expensive ones, some middle of the road and some very cheap ones. Mm. Barb, would you like to know which one you voted the best?
Yes.
You voted for Woolworths. 100 pack, $1.90. That gave you got your
Good
big
flavor.
Tick of a pair approval.
Yes, it did.
Number two
nice tea flavor.
Was Aldi.
Oh, there you go.
So some
for
of the more
my palate.
For your
I really
palate,
like those,
that was
yes.
the taste. So I'm very interested in that. There you go.
Lovely.
Shows you don't always have to pay the big bucks.
No, you certainly don't.
To get a quality bit of tea, eh? I'm a bit of a Twinings girl. I'm going to give the Woolworths one a go.
Good.
I love that. All right, Barb, you're in the supermarket grocery aisle. You're picking your veggies. Sometimes it's bloody hard to work out which is the right one to get, especially with things like avocados and rock melons, all sorts of things. You
Very
look
true.
At them and you don't really know, you know, you don't really want to pick up 100 avocados. I always think it's a bit, you don't want to squish them and ruin them for someone else anyway. But what I would love to do, Barb, is to ask your advice how to pick the perfect whatever.
Yes.
I'm going to hit you with it. You give me your tips, okay? How do you pick the perfect mango?
Perfect mango. They don't have to be evenly coloured, as there are many varieties around. So the skin of a ripe mango should be firm and give slightly when pressed softly.
Yes.
And when they say pressed, you know, they talk in the supermarket, that's what annoys them most, that people just keep putting their thumbs so heavily and damaging and bruising
about.
The fruit.
Yeah.
You just need to give a gentle pressure to it. If it's too mushy, it's overripe. So don't think that's a lovely ripe one, a soft one. Also the smell, as they have a lovely, fragrant, tropical smell when they're ripe. And, of course, don't refrigerate them until they're ripe because they need to store in the fridge without that plastic bag as they need to breathe. So don't put them in big plastic bags and they'll just overripen very quickly.
You need to kind
But once
of keep
it's ripe,
separate,
you could either eat it or put it in the fridge and they'll keep probably, you know, a day or two after that.
What else can you do, Barb?
Yeah.
Keep it in the freezer.
Well, you can actually.
Of course
cut it up
can.
And freeze it.
Talk to me about rock melons. How do you choose the perfect rock melon?
Again, it's by feel. So they should feel very heavy for their size.
Yep.
And a firm and an even size as well. And also they have a netted beige skin and not patches on it. Because if you ever pick them up, some of them get quite like
it's
little ball patches on it. The netting goes. So really nice, evenly coloured. And also, again, it should ripe when it's lightly pressed with your thumb at the flower end. So that's the opposite end of the stem.
Okay.
Go the flower end because that's where the fruit starts to develop. And it should just feel slightly soft in
slightly
that little
soft
end.
Slightly soft and that's
yep.
where you want.
Yep. And also, which I found interesting, that rock melons grown in Australia do not have an aroma.
Ah.
So smelling them anywhere will not indicate ripeness.
Isn't that interesting?
So the overseas ones will have one, but not Australian grown. And they don't ripen once they're picked.
Okay.
So don't take it home thinking you'll put it in the fruit bowl for 3 or 4 days, it'll get better. No, it doesn't. It needs to be perfect when you pick it up from the supermarket.
Uh-huh. So it won't
fruit
keep...
grocers.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Mm. I didn't know about that either. And obviously this is a one that all of us struggle with a bit, avocados.
I know.
What are your top tips?
Them. Again, slightly soft at the stem end, mm-hmm. just gently pressed, and store them at room temperature until you're ready to eat them, or store them in a paper bag with an apple or banana to hasten the ripening. That lets off some ethylene gas, which will ripen that process. And then once they're ripe, they'll probably keep for 2 to 3 days.
Have you seen that hack where you can put it in a really, 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 really low oven?
Yes, but I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, it'd be a bit
would
of a
you?
Risk.
I know.
How do you feel about warm avocado or hot avocado?
I don't like it, to
Me
be
too.
Honest.
I don't
no.
like the taste at all.
They can turn very bitter if they get overheated or they're cooked. I don't like them. I think they get a bit sickly. They're quite a rich, buttery taste.
I'm with you.
So I don't like them warm.
Yeah,
no.
I totally agree with you. Well, that's great, Barb. Are there any other sort of popular fruits that are tricky that you think?
Not really. I suppose even things like peaches or apricots and things like that. But again, smell them.
Yes.
Because they are grown in Australia.
Yep.
And also, just again, is the feel. Just look for the nice smooth skin. One thing of bruising or little holes in them, you know, be wary.
All over Red Rover, Barb.
Yeah.
What a nice.
Same with little plums. You can take those home and ripen them.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Just be careful.
Can I ask a quick question? What about watermelon?
Watermelon feeling heavy for its size. Again, all those melons. It's a weight thing, a nice smooth skin. And once they're cut, you often buy in the supermarket now big wedges or half mm-hmm. pieces, very common. And just look for them with no bruising because you can almost tell where the seeds are. They're like dark patches. You go,
and it makes
that
it
just look a bit soft and mushy. Yeah, very careful. Yep.
Well, Barb, perfect tips. Thank you so much.
That's
we can shop with confidence.
Great.
This is your favourite segment of all time and I can already see that big smile on your face because you get to talk about freezer.
I love that freezer, Amy.
You do.
Yeah.
I could talk about
it's my friend. It's my friend in the kitchen. Yep.
Have you ever had a freezer die on you?
Yes, I have.
Two. It's like, I can't do it anymore, Barb. You've
I know,
put too
they
much
do.
In me. I've got to give in.
Have a ticket any water, Captain.
So I can replace it within 24 hours, Amy.
Bet you can, Barb. I bet you can. It's like fun for
my
you,
lifeline.
Isn't it?
It is.
You just go. Some people go and look at clothes and shoes. You go down to Harvey Norman and you stroll through the freezer aisle, don't you?
Yes, yes.
Hello, baby. I'm buying you next time around. Let's get straight into it. 10 surprising things you can and can't freeze. Barb, I'm going to hit you with these foods. You tell me whether you can freeze them or not. Whipped cream.
No, but a lot of recipes say you can. I find the whipped cream today has less gelatin in it, so it breaks down quite quickly. So once it comes out of the freezer, you'll find it breaks down.
Icy.
If you put them onto things like you can put blobs of cream onto a tray, freeze it, and then put on your coffee or your hot chocolate, but it goes in little buttery globules on the top. So I wouldn't bother freezing
cream.
We
don't need that.
No, not at all.
Rhubarb. You love a bit of rhubarb, don't you?
I love rhubarb. Yep. I grow rhubarb.
Yep.
Two different varieties.
Ooh.
Freezes really well without cooking.
Yes.
Just cut it into short lengths, without the leaves on top. Put it on a tray, freeze it. Then once it's frozen, about an hour, put it into plastic bags. But I just hate things that clump in the freezer. I can't stand a big mass of something if I only want a little bit of it. Or use half of it. I don't want to thaw the whole thing out. That's just wasteful. That defeats the whole purpose of
freezing. So you'll just do
freezing.
a few
I would
bits.
Freeze
That's
it
true,
all.
Isn't it? I hadn't thought of that, Barb.
Yeah,
you're absolutely
because
right.
once it's frozen and you put it into a bag or a container and freeze it, they're loose pieces. That's great.
What's your standing on defrosting things and then refreezing them?
If you defrost it in the fridge, within 24 hours you can refreeze it.
Yeah.
But if you've left it out on the bench or in anything else, you can't.
It's a common misconception, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Belgian waffles, Barb.
Yeah, the Belgian
can
ones
you
are delicious.
Freeze them?
Yeah,
we're
you can. Absolutely. And then toast them from frozen.
Oh,
so
that makes it easy.
Better use if Don't thaw them out. That's sometimes they tend to break down like little pastry shells. Yeah, I can imagine straight into the oven, sausage rolls, straight in the oven from frozen. Don't thaw them. Straight in the freezer. Perfect.
Delicious. Kaffir lime leaves.
They freeze really well.
They do, don't they?
Up to 6 months. They do lose some of their potency, but still they're great for soups and salads and, yeah.
And often when you have, if you've got a whole lot that you need, you know, that's, it's better to put them in the freezer than anything else.
Exactly, because you can't buy just one or two. They come in like little bags, so I'd be inclined to freeze the rest, yeah.
Love it. Creamy evaporated milk.
No, it doesn't freeze. It's the milk solids separate from the water in it. So that's not a good one for freezing.
That's why you keep an extra stash in your pantry, you do, don't
indeed.
You?
Indeed.
Yeah. Freshly baked biscuits. Yes. Can you freeze them?
Well, as long as they don't have icing or a topping or they're joined. So if they're just a plain biscuit, as soon as they're cool, again, pack them into containers, baking paper on the top in a single layer and just freeze them.
It's a good tip for mums, for lunchboxes stuff, isn't it? Just to keep them in the freezer and roll them out when you need them.
Yeah, very much so.
Very, very handy. How about pesto, Barb?
Freezes brilliantly.
Does it?
Yep.
I wouldn't have picked
really
that.
Really good. Yep, excellent.
It's always good to have a bit of pesto
on
hand.
Love it.
Love it. Oats.
Yeah, they freeze really well.
Really?
Yeah.
So cooked oats or
just raw, uncooked oats.
Wow.
Quick cook oats or whatever.
Now, why would you need to freeze oats?
Because the weevils come.
Oh, I see. So within a few months. They're your enemy, aren't they, Barb?
Yeah, they are. In the warmer months, particularly in summer, and you tend not to have porridge in summer months, the weevils will then start hatching. The little eggs are already in there.
Bloody weevils.
You could store them in the fridge, but just pop them in the freezer. Perfect.
Love it. Love it, love it. Dried fruits, Barb. Can you freeze them?
They freeze really well. Because if you leave, you can tell at Christmas time, stop laughing, Dennis, you can tell at Christmas
Serious
time
stuff.
When they, towards, say, early December, they'll have bags of mixed dried fruit.
It's
for
true.
Fruit cakes. But sometimes they're a bit crystallised already. They could be last year's stock. So be really careful. You want them plump and moist and juicy.
There's nothing worse than
really dried, crystallised fruit.
It's awful,
I think,
isn't it?
So, yeah.
Sultanas and raisins.
But you can freeze them. Yeah. Dried apricots.
Yum.
Yeah, dried figs.
Last but certainly not least, olives.
Yes.
Can you freeze them?
They
wow.
freeze really well, yes.
Who knew?
Yeah. And if you don't really eat them within a week, they can start growing mouldy because they're not meant to last that long out of the oil. Oil's not really a preservative in them. So I tend to put them in the freezer if I had any left over.
I was going
to
say.
Great for a pizza.
Oh,
see,
perfect for a pizza. That would be great. Whack them in a pasta sauce or a chicken bake.
Exactly.
Delicious. Barb, you've done it again. We've ventured through the great Northwood freezer aisle and we've come out smiling at the other end.
That's good.
Thank you, Barb, for all
Thanks,
those wonderful
Amy.
Tips. And thank you for joining me today. We've had another great episode. Guys, don't forget to rate, review and subscribe to us where you find all good podcasts. And you can catch us every week at New Idea Food on Facebook and Foodiful. Barb, we'll see you next week. I can't wait to... You wear something ravishing for me next
week,
really will
do.
You? Can't
Thanks,
wait.
Amy.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.